Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, family, friends, and foes, and to the standing between the living and the dead, memorial and devotional service family. This is Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House Family Devotional Reading of Charles Haddon Spurgeon's Treasury of David. This is episode number 18. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for the privilege to pray together and to read your holy word together and to hear from one of your choice servants regarding your holy word. He being dead yet speaketh, and we give you all of the glory, the praise, and the honor. Have your Holy Ghost to speak to our hearts from your holy word. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Dr. Spurgeon chose for our hearing today Psalm 3:8. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord, thy blessing is upon thy people, Selah. This verse contains the sum and substance of Calvinistic doctrine, Spurgeon says. Search Scripture through, and you must, if you read it with a candid mind. Be persuaded that the doctrine of salvation by grace alone is the great doctrine of the Word of God. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. This is a point concerning which we are daily fighting. Our opponents say salvation belongeth to the free will of man. If not to man's merit, yet at least to man's will, but we hold and teach that salvation from first to last, in every iota of it, belongs to the Most High God. By the way, even though we have great respect for the Prince of Preachers, we disagree with some of his Calvinistic teaching. And we believe that salvation is all of grace, and with the help of God, man can choose to believe in Christ or not to believe in Christ. We don't believe in what some call irresistible grace. We believe that man can reject God's grace and has done so. And we believe also that God's grace is so powerful that people who have good sense will go ahead and yield to it. But be that as it may, we will not separate from our dear brother who is 99% correct. And we still love Spurgeon, even though we disagree with him on that point. And he, I believe, would lean more to what I'm saying to you. I believe that he was a man who preached the gospel believing that anybody could get saved from the preaching of the gospel. I truly believe that, based upon all of the other great work he has done. So, be that as it may, it is God that chooses his people. He calls them by his grace. He quickens them by his Spirit and keeps them by his power. And all of that is true. It is not of man, neither by man, not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy, and all of that is true. But I do hope you understand what I'm saying. When Spurgeon says it is all of grace, I agree with that. Because I am a born-again one, and I know for a fact that God led me to himself. May we all learn this truth experimentally, or experientially, for our proud flesh and blood will never permit us to learn it in any other way. Pardon me. In the last sentence, the peculiarity and specialty of salvation are plainly stated. Thy blessing is upon thy people, neither upon Egypt, nor upon Tyre, nor upon Nineveh. Thy blessing is upon thy chosen, thy blood-bought, thine everlastingly beloved people. Selah. Lift up your hearts and pause and meditate upon this doctrine. Thy blessing is upon thy people. Thy blessing is upon thy people, divine, discriminating, distinguishing, eternal, infinite, immutable love is a subject for constant adoration. He says, pause, my soul, at this Selah, and consider thine own interest in the salvation of God. And if by humble faith thou art enabled to see Jesus as thine by his own free gift of himself to thee. If this greatest of all blessings be upon thee, rise up and sing. Rise, my soul, adore and wonder. Ask, O why such love to me? Grace hath put me in the number of the Savior's family. Hallelujah. Thanks. Eternal thanks to thee. Glory be to God. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We praise you and we thank you for your holy word. We thank you for your servant, who we disagree on some of what he has stated. But we thank you for the 99% that we do agree on. And we give you the glory, the praise, and the honor, for all of it is due your name. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. Now, dear friend, thank you for listening to the White House family reading of Charles Haddon Spurgeon's Treasury of David. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, here's how you can be saved from hell and walk with the Lord throughout this life and in the life to come. In that wonderful place called heaven. First, dear friend, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Holy Bible says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Holy Bible states in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. Third, dear friend, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell right now as I speak. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 18:8, wherefore, if thy hand or thy foot offend thee, cut them off and cast them from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life halt or maimed, rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire. Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, but the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake, which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Now, dear friend, that is all very bad news. But here's the good news. I have some good news for you. It's called the gospel. Gospel means good news. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So just believe in your heart, my dear friend, in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe in your heart that Jesus Christ paid your sin debt that you owe God. Jesus Christ suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins as the sacrificial Passover Lamb of God for the sins of the whole world. Jesus Christ went through hell and went to hell for you so that you would not have to go to hell. He was buried and rose from the dead by the power of God for you and for me and for everybody, so that we can live eternally with him in heaven. He did it for you and me. He did it for us. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will save you. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what, you ask? Saved from hell. Saved to what, you ask? Saved to heaven, to be with God, and to be with Jesus Christ, and to be with the angels and the saints of God forever. My dear friend, if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins, was buried and rose from the dead by the power of God, trust in him today. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ today, and in your heart. And please pray with me this simple prayer called the Sinner's Prayer, which should be a reflection of your heart, of what you want to say to God since you believed in the Lord Jesus Christ. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner and I have done some bad things in my life in your sight. I am sorry for my sins, and today I believe in you, Lord Jesus Christ. Holy Father God, for Jesus Christ's sake, please have mercy and grace upon me, and please forgive me of all of my sins. Please forgive me of all of my failures and my faults, as I now believe with all of my heart in your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, that he suffered, bled and died on the cross for my sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by your power. Lord Jesus Christ, please come into my heart and save my soul from the hell that I deserve, and save my soul to the heaven that I don't deserve. Please fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to truly repent of my sins and to turn from my evil ways and to follow you in the new life, Lord Jesus. For it is in your holy name I do pray. Amen. Now, dear friend, if you believed in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried and rose on the third day, allow me to say to you, congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is believing in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my book titled, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Dear friend, if you trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, please email me at dw3@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. We have some free material that we want to send you. If you have a proper request, please email that to us as well, and we will pray for you until you tell us to stop. Until next time, my beloved, God loves you, we love you, and may God bless you real good, is my prayer.